With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Speaking at the Namibia Local Content Conference that is underway in Lüderitz, Dr. Lea Kehangala said Namibian-owned companies, in order to efficiently facilitate local development in the oil and gas sector, should not be used as conduits. Kehangala also outlined the government's role in the process.
The role of government is, number one, to come up and adopt clear local content policy. But this policy must move to legislation. They must become laws. To also ensure that operators deliver annual plans for implementation of those policies by themselves. Most of the problem in Namibia, in our society, do lost in administration and implementation. It's important for government to put up administrative bodies that are efficient and that deliver timely.
The conference is addressing ways to ensure that Namibia's oil and gas discoveries benefit Namibians, and today's focus was on identifying opportunities to maximize these benefits. Association of Service Providers of the Angolan Oil and Gas Industries, Luis Lago de Carvalho.
I see a lot of people complaining about the infrastructure, but let me tell you, you've got a lot more infrastructure than a lot of countries, including ours, which we've been in the oil and gas business for many years. Your actual standard curriculum is very good. When you talk about having skills, I think you already have a very good basis. You have immediately one thing, you already speak English. So that makes a big difference in the oil and gas business. What I think you need is just to adapt what you have, most of what you have, to the standards required. So I think Namibia is in a very good position. And there's one point I've been raising, you have a very small population for the amount of money that's coming in. So if it's well managed, you can do a lot.
Namibia has suspended Russia's State Atomic Energy Agency's uranium exploration due to fears of groundwater contamination. Despite being Africa's largest producer of nuclear fuel, Namibia has withheld the necessary mining permit, citing concerns over one uranium's failure to demonstrate a pollution-free extraction method. Here's Petra Witboy, the chairperson of the Leonardville Village Council.
My community is really excited and we are 100% behind the uranium mining. Because what we are asking is, if uranium is already been mined in other regions in Namibia, what's so different for uranium to be mined in Leonardo? We just want the government to pronounce itself on this. It's almost 3 years that the project has stand still. These are business people. They are losing out money.
We also spoke to Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalish Letvin, for his take on the matter.
The in-situ mining that they are proposing, that is, they drill into an aquifer and they mine in the aquifer and put back the tailings of the mining operation back into the aquifer. So there's a huge pollution risk and we cannot take that risk because there's a community of 80,000 dependent on this aquifer. Secondly, it's a transboundary aquifer that goes into Botswana and South Africa, and we need to make very sure what the pollution risks are, how they can be mitigated, if at all, before we give any further permission to drill and explore and mine in this aquifer.
To South Africa, where FNB senior economist Sipamandla Mkhwanazi says retail sales fell by 0.8% year-on-year in February. Although the outcome is discouraging, it was still better than the Reuters consensus of a 1.6% decline.
We expect the subdued consumer demand environment to persist in the short term, and this is driven by sticky inflation, high interest rates, and depressed consumer confidence. But if one looks more towards the medium term, things do start to look a little bit better with inflation coming down.
And finally, Afrobeat megastar Burna Boy, Kenya's President William Ruto, and captain of South Africa's national rugby team, Siya Kolisi, are leading the group of Africans who have been recognized by Time magazine among the world's most influential people. Burna Boy was featured in the icons category. Kolisi was recognized for his leadership through wisdom and humility, and President Ruto was named for spearheading Africa's climate action. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.